part of our commitment to delivering you a remarkable experience. This call may be monitored or recorded.
It's 7:49 p.m.
Oh, well, I doubt that very much. That is obviously the incorrect time. The actual time is 19:30 UTC, and that, my friends, is the traditional starting time of the dubious goal committee. It's true. 19:30 is always when we start the dubious goals committee. It is also the time at which we pour some tea. Yeah. And what kind of tea are we drinking today? Well, we're drinking the Dahong Pao again. Because it's so delicious. Oh my god, it's so good, it's not even ridiculous. Oh, I'm not here today. Can you tell? Is it that obvious already? Okay, let's just go to the numbers, and then we'll get into it from there. Okay, so where's the numbers? Oh, here she is. Hello, numbers lady. What are the numbers?
The numbers are 316, number 406, number 409, number 412, number 430, number 436, number 851, number 882. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, numbers lady. And boy, we sure got a lot of numbers from the numbers lady today. And as you were listening to those numbers, you probably heard some yangy business in the background, which means my cat was sitting right here. Hello! As we open the door, we see a baby, and there she goes, up the stairs. Oh, I wonder what's going to happen. Gee, I wonder what's going to happen. I can't. Yeah, what is it? What do you think is happening? Oh, do you think I'm going to follow you up into the kitchen and get you some kitty water? Oh, is that what you think is happening? Let's follow my cat the long way around. Oh, and here we walking through the dining room. And now we walking back into the kitchen from the other side. Because this is strange kitty behavior that nobody understands and nobody cares. And so what's a kitty doing down here? What's a kitty doing? Oh, it looks like a cat is standing over her water cup and she's looking at it. Oh, I wonder if I have to get some kitty water going. Yeah, I gotta get some kitty water going. So we'll start the water in the sink. Well, what does a kitty want? You want some kitty waters? I'm trying to get her to meow directly into the microphone and she won't do it. So we're gonna fill up the kitty water cup. And we'll, yes, you're a good baby. And we'll put it like that down on the floor. Yeah, there you go. Okay. The cat has water. And that reminds me, I filled up the other bowl. I filled up the other kitty water bowl about, 20 minutes ago. So let's go downstairs and sit down because my leg kind of hurts. Oh, yeah. And as I sit down here, guess who just came running down to see me? Hi. Did you have some yummy water? Was that some yummy water for kitties? Okay, I'm glad you had some yummy water. Does this mean you want to do some kitty business now? Yeah, okay, damn it. Now I wanted to sit on my side, but I can't now. I gotta do kitty business, so I gotta get the kitty blankie ready. Okay. Okay, get in here. Get in the kitty pit. There we go. Okay, be good baby. Alright, so what happened to me yesterday that was kind of weird? Here's what happened. Oh, sometime around, 10 p.m. or so, I realized that I hadn't taken my analgesics 3 hours prior. And that sounds like a bad thing. Like, oh, you must have been in pain. No, it's actually sort of a good thing, because if I forgot to take the pills, then it means that I didn't need to, which means I wasn't in pain. And so I was thinking, well, that's weird. I think my leg is starting to feel better. And then, then I was just, what was I doing? I don't know. For about 2.5 hours, I thought, huh, that's weird. But then around midnight 30, it kind of started to hurt, and so I had to take some pills. And so I took the pills a little bit later than I would have, and then that made me sleep weird, and so I woke up not happy. And, I don't know. So now, and then plus on top of it, I had some weird dreams overnight. I don't remember them exactly, but So I woke up in sort of a weird mood and in a little bit of annoyance with my whole hip business and everything. So I was, and as I was sitting here this morning after eating my breakfast of pepperoni and waffles, which was absolutely delicious, I remembered the thing that is making me so happy, the thing that brings me so much joy, and that is the F1 season has started, finally. Thanks to COVID-19, you know, all the sports are late and everything is terrible and blah, blah, blah. And so we weren't having any F1 races until we had one yesterday, and I'm so happy, and I decided that maybe we should have a short, truncated fantasy F1 league. And to whom do I refer when I say we? Of course, I mean between me and my cat. Yes, we're battling it out in fantasy F1 racing once again. And the good news is, just like last year, after the first race, I am ahead. It's true, I'm winning. I have 1 point, and my cat has 4 points. Ha ha ha, I'm winning by 3 points so far. It's like golf, the lowest score is the better score. So I'm pretty happy about all this. we'll see how long that lasts. Oh, because he's a good baby, you're a good baby. Let me tell you, that race yesterday was crazy. I won't go into any of the details, but all I will say is, if you like racing and you didn't see this race, watch the highlights at least. Watch the whole damn race, but regardless, either way, it doesn't matter. So what are we going to do, Pippa? We got to wait another week before the next race starts. So what are we going to do today? Oh my goodness. There's no football to watch today. What are we going to do, Pippa? What's going to be the number one item on our agenda today for this lovely Monday? Oh, my hips kind of hurt. Maybe I need to eat something high in potassium? Oh, that might do it, yeah. Bonino. Oh, I do enjoy a banana nut from time to time, that's for sure. I actually do have some banana-na-na-na-na-na-na's, and I'm thinking maybe, I got the cat here in the business pit, so I can't do anything. So I'm thinking, as soon as the cat gets up, maybe I need to go upstairs into the kitchen, get out my blender, which is nice and clean because I washed it last night, and then I will put some juice in the blender, and then I'll add some creamer, and then I will add a big fat banana-na-na-na-na-na-na. Because I think I need to drink a banana smoothie. Yeah, banana. Just to get my legs back in order. What's going on with my hip? You know, yeah, I just remembered something else. Something weird's been going on. The software for my TV either has been updated or is being updated. It's been a little screwy. There's been some little problems. But on the other hand, some new features have popped up. And now, how did I get that to happen before? I can't remember. Did that just pop up randomly? It doesn't matter. Oh, Pippa's leaving. Oh, thank God, I can move again. But what was I? Oh, yeah, I can now. I've had some problems. I've had some problems watching some stuff on YouTube. through my TV because it tells me that the content is age restricted and you have to be PG-14. You have to be 14 years or TV older. You have to have a TV older than... what is it? Regardless, occasionally my TV won't let me watch any stuff. And it pisses me off. And then it tells me that in order to watch it, I have to do all this weird stuff and I have to get my phone or my iPad and do some kind of thing. And that I don't have a phone or an iPad, so I, you know, can't do jack. But recently a new thing has popped up where it says I can log in and do some weird thing. And maybe I'll do it, maybe I won't. Do I want them to know what it is I'm watching? Do I want them to have a name to put to the usage? Of course I don't. But on the other hand, if I were to just do this, then I could, you know, watch the occasional video that I wanted. What did I want to watch the other day? I wanted to watch a movie that I think it was rated R. And it said, oh no, you can't watch that there. There might be some naughty words. Oh no, naughty words. We can't have that. Oh no, my sensibilities might be offended. I might hear something that makes me feel like I don't understand why are we afraid of words? Oh, that's right, because if you say a word, you'll summon the devil, and then you'll go straight to hell, and that'll be terrible. So maybe we need to summon Uncle Grandfather. Give me a banana. There it is. Nobody doesn't hate the banana. Speaking of which, now that the cat has left, do I really, really want to go upstairs and make a banana smoothie drink? Or do I just want to sit here, keeping my weight off my legs, and drink tea instead? I don't know. What am I going to do? I just don't know. Good tea, though. Good. Good tea. Oh, yeah. All right, so we might as well get into some music. I noticed that Justin Johnson has something new going on. He's playing one of his shovels, doing a little bit of Skynyrd. Why does not this work? Why does this never work when I need it to work? Well, there we go. Thank you. Justin Johnson with The Ballad of Curtis Lowe, as played on a three-string shovel. And I wish I could have seen the signal chain for that. What was he running that through? That sounded pretty cool, which reminds me, I've got some other projects on the books. My friend Brian wants to build some stuff for his kids. And so I'm waiting to hear back from him, and then I'm going to have to order some parts. I need to get some tuners, and I need to get some hardtails, and I'm thinking about buying... I found these pickups. There's these new pickups, so they're not that new. I mean, they're new within the last year, within the last 9 or 10 months, but there's these new pickups that have just been fascinating me. And it kind of reminds me, and the reason they fascinate me is they kind of remind me of a design that I sort of half-baked up in my head a number of years ago. It's been about 7 or 8 years ago now. I had this idea for a flat type of pickup that would easily fit under strings for instruments that you already have. But I never got around to actually trying to make one. It was just this sort of strange idea that I had where it's like, oh, I wonder if that would work. Actually, I knew it would work. I just, I wonder how well that would work. Would it be worth a damn? Well, somebody eventually had a very similar idea, but actually it's sort of a better idea than mine because, well, mine was still single coil and it didn't occur to me to make it double coil so it'd be a humbucker. So, don't be stupid, Tobe. That's right. I'm only half brilliant. In my best moments, I'm only half brilliant. Well, that's a brilliant idea. Every time I think, that's a brilliant idea, I need to realize that that's only half brilliant. Well, somebody else figured out how to do it right and had a little bit better idea than what mine was. And they created this new pickup called a Giddy Bucker. It's essentially a humbucker for, cigar box guitars, and it's really flat, and you can just slide it under the strings, and they're relatively cheap. We're talking about less than $15. And it's like, okay, I got to get a couple of those. I got to do something to experiment with those, because those look like they're so much fun. So I got to grab some of those and some hardtails. And I might as well get to work. I'm looking over there at my pile of cigar boxes. Which of those do I want to turn into, yeah, I got a couple of really good ones that I want to do something with. But I'm out of necks. Well, actually, that's not true. I've got two necks, but these two necks are for a different kind of box. I need to go dumpster diving. I need to go find some necks, some guitar necks, so I can build some giddies. But you know, I'd like to have something new or different in the way of necks. I'd like to be able to get my hands on like shamisen pegs, so that I could do something that looked a little bit different, or even to have like a shamisen neck, or that one particular Chinese instrument I like, the biwa, a neck like that, only extended with some big pegs. But where do you go to get Chinese musical instrument necks? Just the parts. Oh wait, I know. I'll ask Mr. Lee. Hey, Mr. Lee, how do the Chinese make those necks on those beautiful musical instruments?
Ancient Chinese secret.
Oh, come on, you can tell me. All I want to do is build some cool stuff and play some music. Okay, I think we need to hear some of The Who. Not Roger Daltrey. Our favorite Mongolian brothers. Thank you. always great. That's The Who with their song Shireg Shireg. Love those guys so much. How can I get such a cool sound? How can I be in such a great band? Oh, Mr. Lee, how can I be as cool as The Who?
Ancient Chinese secret.
My husband, some hotshot. Here's his ancient Chinese secret.
You got girlfriend, Vietnam?
Yeah, I got girlfriend Vietnam. That's not the problem here. What I need is girlfriend Ulaanbaatar. So I can go to Mongolia and say, hey, girlfriend, get me some of those cool horse head fiddles that I forget the name of, but they have two strings. And if you've never seen one of these, they're so awesome. I do love musical instruments. That is for certain. Another person that I know that likes musical instruments is Harry Larry, and he's coming up next. Stay tuned, because yeah, today's Monday, and so right after Dubious Goals Committee, you're going to be able to hear Mix Remix with Harry Larry. Lots of good stuff. I can't wait for it myself, coming up in about 1 minute. As for me, I'm done. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee every day, 1930. I'm Tobe. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.